LCF Barbara Titley's on Stray FM's Business Hub.
Hello, George.
Hello!
We've met George a few times in the past on the Business Hub, as he's had his ups and downs with his groundbreaking business, Spoontech International. George started the company from scratch and is now a very successful business owner and entrepreneur in the world of spoon manufacturing. He works late nights, has to spend a lot of time at long spoon technology conferences, and rarely spends much time at home. Unfortunately, this has meant that his wife Jane has seen very little of him recently and is feeling less than happy. After many discussions, they've decided to get some professional help and are looking into mediation.
So Clementine from LCF Barbara Titley, we've heard all in our story there all about mediation as an option. What is mediation?
Mediation is a way of resolving disputes in a situation where you're leaving your partner. When people are at the stage where they're having marriage difficulties, it makes sense to look at all of the options available to them. And to do that, it obviously helps to understand the differences between all the options available. And today I'm just going to focus on mediation. Mediation is a form of resolving disputes in a situation where you're leaving your partner. It's a way of sorting out the issues that arise when you decide to separate. It can help both parties put forward your point of view and be heard by the other in a collaborative, cooperative environment, and help you express your feelings without any arguments. There's a mediator who sits in a room with you who will explain all the legal principles and explore and identify various options with you both. It's used to sort out problems regarding children also and commonly financial matters.
So it sounds like a really great way to resolve a dispute without having to go down the whole horrible, drawn-out legal battles that we hear so much about and often put people off taking a positive step forward for their lives. How long does it take? What kind of thing can they expect?
The sessions usually last for about an hour and a half, I'd say, on average. Obviously, it's different for every circumstance. And there's usually around four sessions. There can be more, there can be less. It totally depends on the complexity of the relationship and the number of issues that are under discussion. And at the end of your sessions, the mediator will provide you with a document, and that sets out the proposals that you want to go ahead with. Then what you do is you take independent legal advice. That document enables you to take advice before agreeing that those proposals are binding.
So effectively, you get an impartial person there to give you some recommendations, and then you can go away to your individual solicitor on your side, and the other half will do that on their side as well. And then you come back and say, yeah, we agree, or we want to go into a further round of mediation.
That's right.
After that.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, it's not for everybody. You know, you have to judge it on a case-by-case basis. But, you know, by way of preparation, I suppose, my advice would be to research as much as you can on the internet and talk to a mediator about how the process works. You know, we have an in-house qualified mediator, you know, and pick up the phone and ask about the process. And you may wish to meet the mediator on a preliminary basis and talk about what they can or can't do for you. It will totally depend on your relationship and how much you're talking to each other, and depends on how complex the situation is. But I would say that mediation is a very, very cost-effective way of dealing with what happens when you split up, and it avoids taking each other to court, which can be very, very stressful on all members of the family. And because you're involved in the discussions yourself, you know that the deal which you achieve is one that you can live with.
It seems like a much more personal way of doing something like this, and considering that often this situation is to do with personal relationships, isn't it? Which sounds like it's going to be a much kind of softer way. And also sounds like if you're listening to this and likelihood is you're involved in a business, you're busy, you maybe own your own business, you're wanting to focus on that, that's, you don't want that to slip while you're doing that. The likelihood is if you're involved in a lengthy court case, court battle, that is going to suffer. Mediation could be a softer, less invasive way.
That's exactly right. You know, I think the time involved in going to court, and as I say, the stress, it can be very overpowering. And of course, with mediation, you have a degree of control over the process. You know, you can walk away if it doesn't work for you, but it's often worth trying it because it's cost effective, because of the time involved. But as I say, it's not suitable for everybody. There has to be a certain degree of trust. It has to be very open. You have to be open with each other. It has to be honesty, you know, particularly relating to the production of financial information. So that's how the mediation process works. It's very, very successful in family law. But of course, the mediation process can be used in other areas of your life. If there's a business conflict, for example, mediation can help resolve that particular business.
I was going to say, it sounds like this is a way to avoid, you know, all those difficult problems you can get into maybe with suppliers or people not paying you, or even potentially with employees and that kind of thing. It also sounds like a lot of these techniques would work in those situations. Clearly, it's a whole other realm of things to talk about that we don't have time to talk about this evening. But it is, there is an option there, isn't there?
That's right. I think, you know, in my experience, if you get people around the table and you talk about your issues and your concerns, it's often a really positive way of getting to solutions.
So if somebody's listening to this and thinking, that sounds like what I need, I'm in a situation where I feel like it's going to be the best route for me is some sort of mediation to resolve a conflict I'm having. That can be quite difficult to admit, to ask for the help, to kind of want to admit that you need to take that next step. How do you at LCF Barbara Titley's comfort people, you know, make sure people feel safe when they come to you and able to have those conversations?
Yeah, I mean, I would just say come in and see us or pick up the phone. We deal with these things all the time. You know, we're very approachable. We'll always talk through things. You know, we really want to have that relationship with our clients where they feel that they can just come and talk to us about anything. So we have qualified mediators in-house, and we'd very much like to talk to anybody about any conflicts they're having in that regard. So, way to get in touch is just pick up the phone. There are lots of contact details on our website, lcf.co.uk, and there's a number of links on there to more information about the topic we've been talking about today as well.
LCF Barbara Titley's on Stray FM's Business Hub.